Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment on Kiddush. We were discussing yesterday the concept of Ein Kiddush Elo B'Makom Seuda, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, I have to follow my making Kiddush or my hearing someone else's Kiddush with eating a kezias of hamotzi or mezonos. So the question is, when you say follow, how soon does the eating of the hamotzi or mezonos have to follow? So really the preferred thing in halacha is to do it la'alter, to do it immediately. A person makes kiddush, a person listens to someone's kiddush, and immediately they reach over and they grab their piece of, hopefully not grab, they take their piece of cake, cookie, cracker, whatever it is. Which, by the way, would be somewhat of a downside. I don't mean it wouldn't be valid, but it would be somewhat of a less than ideal component to make a kiddush in one room in a shul and then everyone going and eating in a totally separate room. It's going to be a significant amount of time to get from point A to point B. Every shul has to make their own calculation. There's a number of factors that go into these decisions, but it would at least be an issue for consideration. Let's say I planned on eating something immediately, and then someone struck up a conversation with me. Or by the time I got to the table, all the mezonos was gone, and I had to, you know, schlep to another table, and someone started talking to me, whatever it is. So the bottom line is, even if I didn't eat it immediately, but I planned on eating it immediately, and then I got detained, as long as I ultimately eat mezonos or hamotzi, I'm still okay. I was still yotzi with that kiddush. But an interesting circumstance is, this happens sometimes. You know, I don't know if I want to stay for Kiddush or I don't want to stay for Kiddush. So I'm in a conversation with someone and I go downstairs and they make Kiddush. And, you know, I guess I had in mind to be Yotze, but not really. And I just carry on my conversation. And then someone offers me a few minutes later, do I want to have a cookie? So really, I didn't plan on eating immediately. I didn't eat immediately. There would be highly questionable if even 10 minutes later, if I have a cookie, is that called Ein Kiddush Elo B'Makom Seuda? Is that a fulfillment of that concept? So that's just something worthwhile to keep in mind. I also want to clarify an issue that comes up with some frequency, which is you have two individuals. One person is making Kiddush for the other person. You'll frequently have someone will stop by someone else's home and offer to make Kiddush for them. Maybe the person is homebound, whatever exactly the circumstances. So the person making Kiddush actually has already made Kiddush. They've already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. They're just coming by to help someone out a little bit. So, Ein Kiddush Elo B'Makom Seuda. Who needs to eat the mezonos or hamotzi after Kiddush in order to be yotze? So basically what we say is any individual who's fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush, the individual fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush needs to eat something in that place. If the person is just making Kiddush to help someone else fulfill their mitzvah, as long as they say the words, as long as they're holding that cup of wine, as long as they drink from the wine, they don't need to eat a seuda in that place in order to fulfill the mitzvah. It's the person who needs to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush who needs to eat something there. So it cuts both ways. If I'm just making Kiddush for you and I've already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush, I don't need to eat anything there. But on the other hand, if you're fulfilling your mitzvah of Kiddush through me, and I do have something, that doesn't exempt you from eating something if you want to fulfill the mitzvah. Okay. There's another thing to keep in mind. If a person does not have hamotzi or mezonos available and they want to make kiddush, is there anything else they can have? So there's an interesting halacha or interesting question. Does wine itself count as a substantive enough item that if I have a significant amount of wine, that it counts as if I had a seuda? So there's a lot of discussion about it. There are opinions that hold that if I have a revius of wine, a full revius of wine, not a majority of a revius, but a full revius of wine, that counts as drinking something significant. And therefore, if I follow up my kiddush by drinking a full revius of wine, that's enough of a makom seuda. I want to point out that if I'm the one making kiddush in the first place, that first majority of a revius that I drink doesn't really count towards the definition of drinking wine for the seuda because I had to drink that anyway. So if I'm the one making kiddush and there's no hamotzi or mezonos around for me, or I'm on some diet or something, I'm not supposed to be having hamotzi or mezonos, so really I should have a sum total of 1.5 reviuses in order to, at least according to this opinion, which in difficult circumstances one could certainly rely on to be considered to have made Kiddush in a place of a meal. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.